Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is the podcast that has all of the questions, but history has proven, unfortunately, very few of the answers. But we'll see if we can change that today with Chloe Petz.
Hello. Thanks Welcome. So much for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. How are you enjoying Melbourne?
It's Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Having the best time. It's so much more chill than London, which... like in London.
Particularly at the moment.
Yeah, there's some bad stuff going on over in the UK. No, but everyone just like, there's so many people that you're always like jostling for space and you really sort of have to get your elbows out. Mm-hmm. Whereas in Melbourne, they've been tucked in constantly.
Great. Are you a quiz person? Do you? I know there's a lot of pub trivia in the UK as well, right? It's pretty popular here
in
Melbourne.
I love a quiz. I'm pretty decent in the stuff that I'm decent at.
You're good at what you're good at.
I know what I know is what I'll say.
There are known knowns. There are known unknowns. There are unknown knowns and unknown unknowns.
Mate, you know that I got up 45 minutes ago and that's going to fuck with my head.
I think that's actually Donald Rumsfeld. But anyway, we have 10 questions here for you today. And for the areas that you don't know, we have a brains trust.
Great.
Would you like to meet them now?
I would love to.
Well, first of all, in from Ballarat, actually, this weekend for the footy, it's a big hello to Edward Treedock.
Oh, g'day, guys. Just bloody great to bloody be here. Love sitting on the trees. Love sitting on a dock. You'll find me both in the ocean and the grass.
Is that right? So it's a nominal determinism with your name.
Yeah.
Like, is that your maiden name, if you will?
Yeah, it's like Johnson. You're the son of John. Well,
yeah.
I'm bloody born to the docks and the trees.
Is that right?
Yep.
Are you a lumberjack or are you like a dock worker or is it more of a hobby?
A seaweed hoarder.
As a living?
Oh, great stuff, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cutting the trees of the water, mate. That's where you find me.
Is there a big market for seaweed?
Absolutely not. I'm struggling. My wife just left me. And footy's the only thing keeping me alive, you know?
Well, then what a great weekend to be in Melbourne. There's some fantastic games this weekend.
Go you for balls.
You go for the footballs,
yes.
You say?
No one does. Everyone goes for teams or the umpires. Not me. Go for the bloody Sharons.
Yeah. Okay, so you're just supporting AFL in contrast to like soccer.
Wouldn't miss a game. Haven't missed a game in over 7 years.
Seven?
Oh, yeah. Ask me any question about any game at any time. I'll give you the facts.
Who won the Brownlow in 2018?
Do you know my wife? She threw all my memorabilia. That's just getting me too upset, you know?
All right, so Edward Treedock is here.
Nice to meet you, Edward.
To assist. Recently divorced, down for the footies.
Oh, don't bring it up again.
But the brains trust does not end there. In from the UK, you might have seen him all over TikTok, actually. It's a big hello to Troy Hawk.
Hello. Hello, Chloe. And Edward, of course, I know. We've bonded. I've needed help with identifying seaweed. And there he was. And I feel like myself, Edward, we have capabilities on different ends of the spectrum. We will fuse as the ultimate brains trust.
Well, of course, as part of the welcoming committee, I've seen you at Manchester, correct?
Yes.
So you go for the footballs as well, just a different kind.
I do, but I didn't have a clue who any of them were. I was booked to greet the Manchester City football team. And as soon as I came in, the first chap that walked through, it was a person called Jack Grealish. I had no idea who he was. Mm. And he came in and I formed a bespoke compliment for this man. I told him he had a symmetrical face and he said to me, "You what?" And it was only at that point that I realised he didn't understand what the word symmetrical meant.
I see.
And he thought I'd insulted him. Mm. He's very beautiful.
He's very symmetrical.
Wonderful, bounteous calves. Not the greatest sort of mental encyclopedia.
Yes,
I see. Is how I think I would put it.
Mm. Do AFL players have similarly symmetrical faces and bouncy calves?
I think you have to if you get your arms out all the time. Never seen an AFL player with long sleeves, do you?
No, that's
sometimes
true.
Sometimes, actually. Carlton, that boy at the back.
Yeah.
Facts.
Should we do a quiz?
Yeah.
Great. Question number one.
Cipriani, was that his name?
Which singer is a godmother to Elton John's two sons? Are you a big Elton John fan, Chloe?
I'm not a huge Elton John fan. I have like a sort of newfound respect for him after the film Rocket Man. Did you see that?
I did.
It was great.
Yeah. That's a great result for him because he, of course, produced that film.
Yeah, so. I mean, I think there was like a lot of heavy propaganda in his favour yeah. there. I don't think he was quite the same.
Yeah.
He made himself out to be.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there was any mention of the godmothers. Of the godmother in the movie.
No, it's sort of the earlier. Because he had his sons later, didn't he, with David Furnish. But the Brains Trust might be able to assist.
Sorry, because I think I've got...
Yeah, I thought you were talking about my wife, Leanne, because she's a god and she's the mother to my kids. Sorry, Troy, you go.
No, not at all. I mean, it's burning on the tip of my tongue, but I want to allow Chloe to finish her...
Swing it in, mate, just swing it in.
No, I can't interrupt Chloe.
I think... Should we say it on three?
Yeah.
Do you want to say what you think on three as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
One, two, three.
William Shatner.
David Beckham. Who did you say?
William Shatner.
Who did you say?
Madonna.
Okay.
Is that why have you laughed like that's wrong? I think of David Beckham, William Shatner and Madonna. Madonna is the most plausible.
That is absolutely true. I'm laughing because you all said something completely different.
I mean, what a triumvirate though. Imagine those three walking down the street towards you.
Oh, Rome would still be built.
Do you want to... Do you want to put Madonna?
Yeah, but first I want to do Shag, Marry, Kill, Beckham, Shatner and Madonna.
Madonna would be rather high maintenance. David Beckham, possibly quite quiet. Who's the other one?
William Shatner.
No, God, my Shat. Yeah, well, I'm marrying him. Are you happy talking about marriage at this point, Edward? Yeah.
Sorry.
Are you ready to move on from Leanne? No. Question number two. Name the last three popes, including the current one. Name the last three popes. One just died, didn't he?
Well, that's changed things. Has there been a new one elected?
No, because remember the last one gave up.
What do you mean?
Gave up. The first one in like 800 years. Was like, I'm actually done, retired, new pope, old pope still alive.
Something I'd never do, Leanne. I'm never going to give up on you. I'm going to cling on to everything.
Is she a listener?
She's got to be, sure. I've tried calling her, she's blocked my number. I've tried messaging her, she's blocked my number. My mum's tried calling her, she got onto it. As soon as I got on the phone, she blocked my number.
And so now you're trying, this is why you're on this show.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was wondering why you'd come on. You're just down the weekend for the football, but you're on to try to get through to Leanne.
Oh, I like the footballs too, but I like my wife.
So Pope Francis is the current pope.
Okay.
Oh, we know that.
And you want the three before that.
And then we need two more. Yeah.
Jean-Paul? Yeah. And Benedict.
Benedict, you reckon? Well, yeah. You're straight in.
Do I have to put numbers in?
I think you've done quite well just naming the names.
Yeah.
If they put numbers, I think we'd take the point without the numbers.
Okay. What are the common Pope names?
Gilbert.
Really?
Frank Russell.
Sullivan. Terry.
Russell.
Yes.
Lloyd and Webber.
Sibelius.
Colin.
Colin.
Colin, of course.
Pope Don.
Pope Colin from Accounts.
Pope Smoke, I think one.
Okay, I'm going to stick with Jean-Paul and Benedict.
Okay, we'll put Jean-Paul, yeah. Benedict and Francis.
I think Colin's up there.
Put Colin in brackets.
I'll put brackets Colin. Yeah. Bonus point if that comes up.
Okay.
Question three. The Daft Punk's classic song Around the World features the lyrics Around the World 144 times. What is the other lyric in the song?
Not a huge Daft Punk fan. I did recently see that documentary Meet Me in the Bathroom, which was about...
I hope it's about Daft Punk.
Maybe that's the lyric.
Meet me in the bathroom.
Around the world, meet me in the bathroom, around the world. I think it's that.
Okay, meet me in the bathroom. This is an option.
Do you have a sense of...
I mean, Edwards, mm-hmm. We are part of a team. Yeah. And I feel like at this point you need to understand that, yes, something tragic has happened to you, but tragedy is there to shape us. We don't know who we are until we've been through adversity. The universe wanted your wife to leave you because you needed to go through troubling and testing times. But when you've got over it and when you've got through it, you're going to emerge the most evolved version of yourself that you've ever been. You'll have learned from your experiences. You'll be a more well-rounded person. All of that is going to happen. But in the next 10 to 15 minutes, I am going to need you to get your shit together. We are the Brains Trust, all right? We're not the Weeping Trust, are we?
No.
Exactly. Sorry, Chloe.
Thank you.
I'm glad you interrupted, because I was going to say I would travel around the world to find you, Leanne, but not anymore. My good friend Troy Orc has convinced me that I don't need anybody.
Okay, right.
So, I just need a mate.
Any thoughts on the lyrics?
Let's just sing it out for a bit.
I feel like it's one word.
Baby. Oh, baby.
I think it might be a trick question.
can you do that?
Oh, round the world, around the world. Two separate words.
Oh, my days.
Around the world features the lyric around the world 144 times. I think it's the only lyric in the song. I think it's a trick question.
But I think you're right. I think it's round the world.
Be a good trick question, that, wouldn't it?
So you want to put...
Round the world.
Round the world.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So like sometimes it's around the world and sometimes it's around the world.
Well, here we go. Edward, let's see if we have any efficacious validity.
Put Colin in brackets.
I'll put Colin in brackets. Question number four.
Thank you.
Before the beheading of Queen Mary of the Scots...
She died? Fuck.
What were her final words?
Can I just... Is that a superfluous the?
It is a bit, isn't it?
I mean, it either is or it isn't.
Mary, yes, Queen of Scots.
I think it's Queen Mary of Scots.
Mary, Queen of Scots.
Yes.
Okay.
What were her final words before she left us? What were Leanne's final words?
I wish there were some. I just found a letter.
Oh, my God.
I haven't opened it yet.
Is that it right there?
It's been too hard, yes.
Is that the envelope right
there? I'll bring it everywhere
I go. Well, maybe we'll open that by the end of the episode. What were the final words of Queen Mary of Scots?
Now, you see, I went to the Tower of London when I was very small, and I feel like this was something...
What was the crime?
That...
just a little joke there.
It was a really good one. It was sex offences.
Another great joke.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, and I think one of the beef eaters told us what it was, but I really can't recall it. But I think it was something quite dignified, because it was like... against her sister or something, I don't know.
Knowing my Scottish friends and brothers as I do, it could well have been fuck the English.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're very fond of those three words.
Yeah, because she was
down. I understand as well. We're a terrible bunch.
Who would you marry between your Scottish friends, Mary Queen of Scots and the English?
Can I have William Shatner in there?
Yes, of course.
I'm still marrying William.
So fuck the English is an option available to you?
It is an option. I'm not certain it's going to be that. I think it's going to be...
One tiny addendum and then I will shut up.
Yeah. Please don't. We have another 45 minutes.
Phonetically, when I hear fuck the English, it's not fuck the English. They don't... It's fuck the English. So it's T-H-A.
Right.
So just if you were going to type that in, fuck the English.
Okay, so fuck the English is an option available to you as well.
I do like fuck the English, but...
Oh, come on, you can do
that
better.
That could be in the Around the World song as well.
English.
That was better. That was very good.
I think it would be something more like something to do with God. I think it's something to do with God.
There he is.
Fuck the English, comma God.
Hello, mate.
Here I come.
I think it would be, because what side was she? Was she Catholic or was she Protestant?
I think she was Celtic.
So up the green and whites?
Let's go with that.
Yeah.
I'll put up the green and white. It's sort of ringing true, isn't it? You know what you know. Like with the popes, you're like, I know these popes.
Yeah, but we also don't know that I know those popes.
It's true.
I know some popes.
That's the nature of a quiz, I guess.
I know some pope names.
Edward, where are you going? Hold on. So, Edward? Edward, come back!
Sorry. Thought I heard Leanne.
Question number five. From how far can you hear a lion's roar? From how far can you hear a lion's roar? Oh, welcome back, Eddie.
About 40 Katy Perrys.
If you sort of line Katy Perry up.
Yep.
So like 100 feet. 130 feet.
Is she 3 feet tall? She really? I feel like I would have known.
That's why she
keep that a secret?
You're right. That's bad maths.
That's why she feels like a plastic bag floating in the wind. Are there three
Katy Perrys in a set of adult clothes?
Yes, maybe it's just that I'm always very far away.
I think it's further than 40 Katy Perrys.
Well, when you go to the zoo, you can hear them, right? Like, no matter where you are in the zoo, you can hear the lions roar. They always talk about how the other animals are often scared because they feel like they must be under attack.
So we need to think about what is the average...
What's the radius of the zoo?
Well, when you watch it on Natural Geographic, you can hear them from Africa.
I didn't sign up for having a thick person as part of my brain trust.
Unfortunately, it's just who's ever available on the day.
He's not thick. He's lulling you into a false sense of security to hide the fact that he's actually deeply intelligent. This is tactics.
I think she was commenting on my butt.
Oh, double C. Oh, yeah. My apologies. Objection sustained.
Double C.
Do you have a problem with people who have thick butts?
He's got a remarkable sort of set of weights in his lower body. He's like a weeble.
Yeah, but I think it cushions the lion's roar a little bit too much, so I can't get a real sense of perspective. So you're not useful to me.
So tell me, because I'm rather lacking in that department. Is it more comfortable when you sit down?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I fly down slides, you see. I imagine you have...
Are you on slides often?
But, all the time. Why wouldn't you be?
It's just like it's more like a children's playground activity.
What are you trying to say?
That it's often...
No. You know exactly what you're trying to imply here.
Say, Karen.
Equal opportunity.
Are you hanging
slides.
Around playgrounds?
Yes. What if I am?
Everyone will be a pedophile by the end of the show. But how far can you hear a lion's roar?
200. I'm going to say 200 feet.
200 feet. All right, I'll put...
Half a mile.
No, it'd be longer than that.
A mile.
In the if there's no obstructions, if it's just all flat land.
6 miles.
15 miles.
Six miles.
15 miles?
Why not?
15 miles.
You'll put 15?
Yeah.
Can I get anything bigger than 15? 15, we've got 15.
No,
lock in 15.
Are we
getting these confirmed by the end, by the way?
At the end, we will, yeah. Question number 6. Which root vegetable is often used to make a classic French dish, gratin dauphinoise?
Well, we know that.
Everybody knows that. I'm almost insulted.
We're going to be able to say it on 3.
Are you insulted by the ease of that question?
This is the only time I've ever been insulted.
I know. That's patronising. As though we would need to confer. I thought this would be a challenge.
Well, I think it has been so far.
Should we say it on 3?
All right.
1, 2, 3.
William
Carrot.
Potatoes, what is going on?
Potato.
You put potato?
I mean, obviously potato.
Yeah, we're not messing around on this one.
Do you enjoy gratin dauphinoise?
I enjoy anything with that number of vowels in it. But unfortunately, Louise has an awful lot of vowels in it as well. But this is a particular kind of aversion therapy. I feel like the more we mention it, the quicker you'll get over it.
Mm. Do you mean Leanne?
Leanne, again. again.
Hang on.
Lot of vowels. Yeah.
Louise is her middle name. What?
There we go.
Leanne Louise.
There we go.
How do you know? I'm the only person in the world that knows that.
Leanne Louise Treedoc.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe you're not. I mean, I'm sure it's a coincidence.
Oh, okay.
Looking forward to opening that envelope. Question number 7. What is the difference between a virus and a bacteria? Topical.
TV shows and movies.
TV shows and movies.
Yeah, I feel like there's more movies about viruses and more TV shows about bacteria.
You can have good bacteria.
Like avocados.
Exactly. Yeah, avocado is 99% bacteria. Is
that true?
Yes.
And then it says 1% avo.
Yes. The rest is the stone, of course.
What is the difference between a virus and a bacteria? Well, if you can have good bacteria, I guess that makes it like it's a separate thing.
Is it something like a virus attacks the immune system and a bacteria is like in the enzymes or some shit? I don't know.
Yeah. Is it?
Do you have an idea?
I think I do have a thing. I think I have an idea of this. Is it that the virus needs, like it lives off something?
Right.
And the bacteria lives sort of on its own, which is why you can have good ones.
I think if two people are in the wrong relationship, that can be like a virus. And I feel like sometimes, though it's hard to understand, a couple splitting up can be good for both parties, even though it's painful.
No matter the cause, right?
No matter the cause, no matter why it's happened, anything like that. You see, obviously, it's scandalous.
Do you think you need to like rake over why it's happened?
No, not at all. And I think in the moment, it's painful. But then you see, when the two people who've got together on the outside of that relationship, when they've been together for 20 years, you look back and you're like, oh, well, those two were just with the wrong people.
Yes, you know? Exactly.
But you build up an immune system as well. With viruses, you have a small exposure to something that hurts, and then you're that much stronger for the next time something like this happens to happen.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys, just had to wash my hands. What are you talking about?
Oh, nothing.
What is the difference between a virus and a bacteria?
I'm going with what you said.
The host thing?
Yeah, a virus needs a host. The bacteria can survive on its own. That's wonderful.
Question number 8. Why does Easter change date? Easter's just passed. Why was it the week it was?
Because Jesus was a fickle bitch.
Calendar, more like calendar. Nah. That's terrible.
No, I liked it. I enjoyed it.
I was trying to jump off.
No, it was adorable, Edwards.
Are you a religious person?
Not really. I do like wearing crosses, though, for superstitious reasons. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like when I wear it, I just have this person just watching over me all the time, you know?
Mm. That's quite religious.
Disagree.
Isn't it? To like sort of believe in a sort of all-seeing person that as long as you wear their paraphernalia, they'll protect you.
It's a lot of words for I disagree.
I mean, when you say somebody watching over you, you mean spiritually, not somebody in the cupboard.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He gets it.
So why does Easter change date?
It's difficult to speculate. Do you...
No, it's easy to speculate. It's difficult to know.
Is it something to do with the moon? It's always something to do with the moon.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be that it's on the moon cycle.
I mean, no one could speculate about anything.
I don't know.
Do you want to put moon?
No, I don't want to put moon.
Okay.
The moon is wrong. It can't be the moon. Should we put moon?
You've just made me think about Keith Moon, the legendary...
I want to put Keith Moon. I do want to put Keith Moon.
Happy to lock in Keith Moon.
The kind of mischief he'd get up to in the afterlife. He was quite rambunctious, wasn't he?
Is it something to do with like he passed away on a particular like day when it happened and then like maybe like the third week or something like that and then because... Oh, sorry.
I've had a brainwave. I think it's something to do with Lent.
And how long that is or...
It's 40 days after the beginning of Lent.
So Lent changes as well then?
Yeah, because I think that's to do with like the harvest.
So I'll cross out Keith Moon and put the harvest.
No, keep Keith Moon and add harvest.
Okay, I'll put I'll put Keith Moon's harvest.
I reckon if you keep digging further, you'll find out that Epstein didn't kill himself.
Question number 9.
I couldn't possibly speculate.
Which novel features protagonist Holden Caulfield?
Oh, yes. This is what we know. This is our area of specialism.
Should we say it on 3?
Yep.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Sorry. Let's start with you, Edward. Who did you say?
Spot Goes to the Zoo.
Spot Goes to the Zoo. Mm-hmm. Are you a big fan of those books, are you?
Yeah. That's where the Caulfield Cup comes from.
Hang on, mate. I'm gonna call you out here. Mm? Okay. Protagonist.
Yeah.
Spot.
Oh, you think Spot's his real name, do you? That was a name assigned to his birth. And then the family that adopted him called him Spot.
But he was actually Holden Caulfield.
Absolutely.
I guess it was because he's purebred or something.
Absolutely.
So he's got like one of those weird names.
Born and bred.
And you said that's where the Caulfield Cup comes from.
Better believe it, baby.
Which is a horse race.
Yeah.
What was your...
Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Yeah, that's what we call Catcher in the Rye in our house.
That's the first bit of this podcast I'm like, yeah, that's good quality stuff.
Yeah. That's a proper joke there. We got there. Do you want to put Diary of a Wimpy Kid or would you like to put Catcher in the Rye?
I think I like to put Catcher in the Rye.
All right, I'll put Catcher in the Rye. Question number 10, final question.
Oh, wow.
Who composed The Four Seasons?
It's Vivaldi, baby.
Oh. Do you know?
I was going to say Ronaldo, but due to the phonetic similarities, so yes, I'll go with Edward.
You think it's Vivaldi?
Ronaldinho? No, I think it's Vivaldi.
Oh, you think it's Vivaldi as well? Okay, you're happy to lock in Vivaldi?
Yeah, I'm really happy to. I'd like to know what your favourite one of The Four Seasons is.
Spring.
Oh, God, sorry. I was thinking The Four Tops. winter, as I said, because trying times are there to validate us, prove to ourselves who we are and are completely necessary for human evolution. We don't have to read that lesson now, do we?
Well, I feel like it's burning a hole in the table. Do you feel up to that, Edward, to open the letter and, yep, and read what Leanne wrote to you?
Absolutely.
Is there a fire escape or anything? I need some air. I'm going to have to... lovely to meet you.
Yeah. Trihawk fucks me good!
That's 10 questions. How do you feel you did?
I'd probably say 4.
4 out of 10? Hoping for 4 out of 10?
Hoping for 4 out of 10.
All right, let's find out.
Troy, what the fuck?
I mean, fuck is, you know, it's an open word, isn't it? Easily definable. I think she means in terms of, I, you know, she enjoys my output online.
Question number 1.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Which singer is a godmother to Elton John's 2 sons? You said Madonna, but it's Lady Gaga. No points there. Question number 2. Name the last 3 popes, including the current one. You said Pope Francis, Pope Benedict, and Pope John Paul. And it's Pope Francis, Pope Benedict, and Pope John Paul.
Are you serious? Can you tell us the Pope numbers?
No, I can't. Question number 3. The Daft Punk's classic song Around the World features the lyric Around the World 144 times. What is the other lyric in the song? You said Round the World, but there's none.
Oh, okay. Well, can we have that? Because
no. Question number 4. Before the beheading of Queen Mary of Scots, what were her final words? You said, up the green and white. But it's, into thy hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
I did say it would be something goody, didn't I?
You said that lions can roar 15 miles. But so it's 5.
40 Katy Perry's.
5 miles. It is indeed the potato that is the root vegetable that's often used to make the classic French dish, gratin dauphinoise. The difference between a virus and a bacteria is that a virus is an infectious agent that can only replicate inside a host cell, while a bacteria is a single-celled organism that can reproduce on its own. Points, points, points. Why does Easter change date? You said Keith Moon's harvest. But it's based on a Jewish lunar calendar.
I did say the moon.
You started
Keith Moon.
You did start with the moon.
So surely that's a point, Keith Moon.
I'll give you half a point for moon. Question number 9. Which novel features protagonist Holden Caulfield? It's Catcher in the Rye. Or The Diary of a Wimpy Kid, of course. And Vivaldi composed The 4 Seasons, giving you 5.5 out of 10.
That's all right. That's not bad.
I'm happy with that.
That's pretty good. 55%.
Yeah. What's the, like, usual
average? The
average
is 4.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
So we're near the top of the leaderboard at this point.
Yeah, right. If you want.
Is there a prize?
No, there's no prize.
Okay.
Do we all hang out after this? Because I've got nothing to do.
No, I've got to run.
You've got a show, don't you?
I've been booked for several shows. Yeah. I've got to be professional about this. I'm going to have to depart immediately.
Because you're on tour at the moment.
Yes, absolutely. I'm here till the 23rd of April, and then I'm
in Melbourne.
Melbourne, which is where we are currently. Then I'm going to Sydney and Brisbane and finishing up, hopefully, a blaze of glory, being carried aloft on everybody's shoulders in Perth.
That sounds amazing. Edward, does that sound like a show you'll attend?
Can't afford it. The divorce is actually killing me.
Yeah, okay. Because obviously you're in town for the football, but the Melbourne Comedy Festival's on at the same time. There's no shows at all that you're interested in seeing?
Oh, are Auntie Donna performing this year?
Auntie Donna aren't, actually.
Well, then I don't want to see anyone.
There is this one chap. I don't know if you've seen him. He's sort of angular, handsome, has low-key perfect boyfriend energy, dreamy blue eyes, gorgeous tumble of chestnut curls just poking out flirtatiously from his rakishly angled baseball cap. What was that chap's name again?
What is his
Steve.
Name?
Steve.
Steve.
Stein.
Steve
Rukopol.
Steen. Steen.
I don't know.
Steen Raskopoulos.
That was the one.
Would you not interested in seeing Steen Raskopoulos?
He does sound dreamy.
Chloe Petz.
Doing a show.
5.5 out of 10. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
You are doing a show with the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Yeah, it's called New Order. It's a mixed bill of English comedians, me, Hugh Davies, Rob Wharton. We're having a lot of fun.
Are you sticking around? Are you going on like roadshow and doing some stuff like that, or are you heading home?
Not doing roadshow, going out.
No.
Great. Yeah. Too going much out. Stuff to do in England.
Too busy.
Oh, so busy elbowing people out the way.
That is Wax Quizzical this week. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.